The election is on, battle lines are drawn, and as always, standing at the front is democracy's ultimate defender. The pollies may bluster and blow, but there's one voice you can rely on. Unfortunately, Anthony Green was unavailable, so instead, welcome to Radio Chaser.
Exclusively on Radio Chaser. Exclusive election interview exclusive.
Exclusive interview.
Pauline Hanson, thank you for joining us. Last week there was a documentary on the ABC and there was footage of you making some pretty outlandish claims.
I said I read a book.
Exactly. Completely ridiculous. Have you ever learned the English language?
I knew nothing about it till yesterday.
Now, Pauline, we've got vision of one of your candidates shaking hands with a Muslim. What do you say about that?
What's on the vision? I'm not going to justify that because I'm disgusted by it.
Disgusted? Does he have anything to say for himself?
He's dreadfully sorry. He apologised for what he's done. He did tell his wife the day after. His wife's standing by him.
So will you expel him from the party for being nice to a Muslim?
He apologised for what he's done.
I want to talk about other matters now. Have you ever held a big celebration and then had other people come in and try and take over the music?
Yes, I have.
And what did you say when that happened?
I am the leader of this party.
And then did you put your favourite music back on?
Yes.
Was it Cher?
Yes.
What's your favourite Cher track?
If I Could Turn Back Time.
Good choice. And then at the party, you put on a Ku Klux Klan hood and played hide and seek. What did you say when you couldn't find anyone?
Where are they now? Where are they?
Fair enough. Pauline Hanson, before we go, there seems to be someone hiding inside that Ku Klux Klan outfit right there. Who's behind that mask?
I don't know who's behind it.
Could it be that strip club guy? I mean, he does seem to have an erection. Is he the kind of guy who would get a stiffy from wearing a Klan outfit?
It really is.
Pauline Hanson, I know this will upset you, but we have to leave it there.
I am so upset, Tracy.
My name's Charles.
Radio Chaser.
At last, Barnaby's sausage. It's the sausage so tempting, one bite, and you'll be required to seek employment in a different ministerial office.
Oh.
Barnaby's sausage is an all-pork affair with a glowing beetroot red outer skin, air-dried and aged, well beyond perfection. It's the sausage that will go with anything, as long as there's a bit of sauce on the side. Buy a Barnaby, and we'll throw in a bottle of Murray Darling water for just $80 million.
Bargain!
Barnaby's sausage. Have one fresh out of the oven, and you might end up with one in the oven.
I'm sorry, what?
Throw one on a Barbie today, but only if Barbie is a ministerial staffer.
My name's Kath. See ya.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, God.
It was an opportunity for all the witty dads around Australia to come out and be really witty.
For Star Wars Day. I'm always enjoying May the 4th till I remember that it's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the wittiest dad in Australia, Scott Morrison, got his election campaign team to put out what has to be possibly the lamest ever political ad in Australia's history. And this is a country that has Bill Shorten as one of its leaders. So it was an extraordinarily lame thing. They got the body of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then they photoshopped badly Scott Morrison's head onto the top.
Unusually slim, didn't he?
And it had the title, "The Economy is Strong with This One."
Oh, it's not good. Oh, it's so not that good. It made me miss Jar Jar Binks for the first time ever in a Star Wars related item.
But it also made me love trolling. It was the first time in my life that I just went, thank God, Twitter and Facebook, that you have a pile on, you know.
That's not trolling, Charles. That's just fair comment. On that meme was just fair.
One of my friends said, actually, I think you've got millennials. You think that millennials want this stuff to vote for you.
Yeah.
They don't. Just stop.
Yeah.
So let's hope they do.
Well, they haven't. In fact, they're doubling down on it, and they've released this trailer featuring the Prime Minister.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away from sanity.
People of the Rebel Alliance, I give you our new leader.
Hi, I'm Scott Morrison.
A new Jedi. Use the Force, Morrison.
I'm not going to use the Force, Yoda.
I'm going to have a go. Because if you have a go, you get a go. There is a fair go for people who have
of all Jedi, the most annoying you are.
A new agenda.
Stormtroopers, not Morrison, will be sent to the spice mines of Kessel.
No. Under my government, there will be only coal mines on Kessel.
Fighting to bring coal to the galaxy.
You've never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
No, Han, but under Labour, you'll be forced to replace your Millennium Falcon with an electric vehicle.
And traditional values to the Empire.
I am your father.
That's okay, Dad, as long as you're not in a same-sex relationship.
Star Wars, The Rise of Morrison. If you thought The Phantom Menace was lame. Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Once upon a time, elections provided you with no choice. No choice at all.
It's a dictatorship.
But now, Radio Chaser is standing up for your right to vote for which sausage you get served on election day. This is Sausage Fest 2019. Democracy's finest hour.
At last.
Yeah, this dream was born at the state election when we realised you couldn't choose your sausage on election day. And we thought, look, what we need is a range of sausages. They're all up at triplem.com.au. You can go up there and vote on the sausage of your choice. We're going to make one, the one that Sydney chooses, that the nation chooses. We're going to make it on election day. Even have a party, a sausage fest party.
Mm.
And the best thing is, not only are we going to have sausages, they're going to be washed down with a special Radio Chaser beer. It's all thanks to Young Henry's Brewing. You know, those wonderful people in Newtown. Mm. Proudly independent, best served loud. And it's going to be the Radio Chaser exclusive voters bitter beer.
That's right. This is an enormous... This is democracy's finest hour. Like, if the sausages was one thing, the actual beer is just... It's specially brewed.
It is. It's your only way. You could win the snags and the beer, especially the special snags, the special beer. Mm. It's the only way to make election day bearable. And look, just to whet your interest even more about this, we're going to be talking about it for the next few weeks. But we've got a special ad we made for Voters Bitter. Check it out at triplem.com.au. Keep listening to Radio Chaser and you could win some of this.
When you're all full up on scare campaigns.
Bill Shorten cannot be stopped when it comes to raising higher taxes.
And there's no way you could take even one more soundbite.
Federal Labor is really excited.
You need Voters Bitter. We've collected the resentment of 15.7 million voters, brewed it with the highest quality exasperation, and then bottled it up into a bitterness so bitter it's as difficult to swallow as a politician's promise.
$2 billion for fast rail between Geelong and Melbourne.
Voters Bitter. The brew that leaves a bitter aftertaste that lasts for a full 3 years.
I'm sorry to have to mention the election, Charles and Andrew, but don't worry, something interesting has finally happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello.
For the first time in this entire campaign, something interesting has happened. Somebody tried to egg Prime Minister Scott Morrison. He was at a CWA event. I don't know if they were trying to break the egg to use it in a cake or something, but the egg did not break.
So CWA is Country Women's Association.
Country Women,
Association.
Yeah, they love Lamingtons and stuff. Right. But no, this person was, 25-year-old woman, was trying to egg Morrison and stuffed it up. The egg bounced off him.
What?
How is this possible? How can you stuff up an egging?
You've got to have a thick skin when you're a politician, Tom. And I think it was a real mistake at the protester to hard boil the egg first.
Yeah. Well, is that what happened, or did you use one of those Daryl Lee Easter eggs that's full of nougat? Because they bounce quite nicely off a Prime Minister's
head. That would work. She probably, if it was the Country Women's Association, she probably used one of those Pavlova eggs.
Yes.
You know, the plastic things?
Yeah. And apparently she was trying to protest asylum seeker policy, because it's always easy to make a sophisticated, complicated point when you're cracking an egg on someone.
And what was the point, that the government should stop being violent towards asylum seekers?
I don't know, or give them more eggs or something?
Yeah.
But it's good. No, I think it's a fair way to make a point. In fact, I'd like to see, you know, those sort of ABC panel shows like Q&A and The Drum. I'd like to see them just replaced, instead of all that sort of chin wagging and talk, just a whole lot of cracking eggs over each other's heads for half an hour.
Yeah, it should be like Nickelodeon.
Much more entertaining.
A bucket of slime above all of their heads.
Yeah. Just
whenever they say anything boring, the bucket comes down.
It'd be like, you know, well, this is what I think of childcare. Splat. Splat. Well, this is what I think of the hospitals. Splat. Well, this is what I think about high-speed rail. Splat.
My favourite thing about this woman, though, the egg lady, was that where she tried to hide from the media, she walked into a police station. I think she's now helping with her inquiry. But look, she's not the only one who's been involved in a prank. Someone put a book outside Tony Abbott's electorate office. It had the word unpopular written on the cover. And when you opened it up, it was hollowed out and there was a poo inside. Somebody actually gave Tony Abbott a poo in a book.
Right. So, I mean, I heard that Tony Abbott has released his own book full of shite. Was it just a copy of that? Or?
Well, it was actually in his book, Battle Lines. I think it's the most positive review it's ever received.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
This whole egg thing that we were talking about, you know, somebody's just tried to egg Scott Morrison.
Mm.
Then we had Egg Boy, you know, a couple of weeks ago doing the Nazi guy. You know, like everyone seems to be just buying eggs to egg their opponents. Like that's the only reason that you buy an egg nowadays.
Egg sales have gone through the roof from what I understand.
Extraordinary. Anyway, I tried to buy an egg myself this morning and this is what happened.
Hello, I'd like to buy a dozen eggs, please.
Hey, you've come to the right place. These country eggs are great for smashing on white supremacists. All these jumbo free-range eggs smash well on white nationalists.
No, I don't want them for that.
Oh, you're wanting them to smash on Scott Morrison? Well, you can't go past these discount cage eggs. Very prime ministerial.
No, I want to eat them.
Sorry, what? You mean like after you've smashed them over someone, you want to scrape it off and eat the remains?
No. I just want to crack the egg into a pan, cook it, and then eat it.
Excuse me, sir. Roger, come in here, quick.
What's up?
This gentleman says he wants to buy an egg and then eat it.
No. You can't trust someone who wants to buy an egg to not smash over the head of someone. Don't sell him anything. He's a nutter.
I'm not a nutter. I just want to buy an egg and eat it.
Oh, look, he looks harmless enough. Here you go, sir.
Thanks. Now, I'll just take one out of the box and...
Oi! Oh, you just smashed an egg over me. What was that for?
I'm a vegan, and I'm protesting against the selling of eggs.
Oh. Well, at least he isn't a nutter.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Eggs, eggs, eggs! Here at Sunny Meadows Egg Farm, we're having a massive egg clearance. The world's fascists have gone crazy, and now there's an unprecedented demand for eggs to crack over all their heads. Eggs for racists, eggs for bigots, eggs for Nazis. No matter which sort of egg extremist, we have an egg to suit their head. Our chickens incubate their eggs under their right wings, making them ideal to crack on right-wing nut jobs. We also offer left-wing eggs. If you want to slap an egg on a tiresome greenie, try our custom-laid green eggs.
Doctors just recommend serving our green eggs with ham.
So bring your political grudges to Sunny Meadows Egg Farm and crack a fresh egg on a wet today.
Just be careful they don't punch you while you're peacefully backing away.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.
I'm a real McMuffin man. I like a bit of egg with my sausage. Mm. And you can't do that in New South Wales at the moment because all the eggs are being recalled because of a salmonella risk.
Yes. God, eggs. Yeah. They have such bad press at the moment, eggs. What's wrong with them? They're on the Prime Minister's head now. They're being recalled. Yep.
People don't like brainy people called eggheads.
Can I ask a question? You're a bit of a medical buff, aren't you? You know about disease and everything.
I did no years of medical school, but
Can I ask you then?
I've certainly had a lot of diseases. Yeah. Does that qualify me?
But, like, if you egg someone with a recalled egg, does that increase the risk of disease or is it just eating them? Like, you know what I mean? Like, could we just repurpose these recalled eggs?
Well, that's what I thought.
There's 2 million of them. There's probably about 2 million politicians roaming around Australia that need an egging.
I know. And can you imagine if Craig Rucastle was here, the waste of just letting these diseased eggs sit there dormant, doing nothing, going unused on the campaign trail? I agree. And to answer your question, no, I think you'd probably have to get it in the mouth.
Yes.
Probably shelled, poached, and inside the mouth to actually be poisoned. So a good egging just on the noggin should be fine.
And what it does is it increases the incentive for politicians to keep their mouths shut so they don't get the egg inside their mouth.
Win.
We've solved everything. We've solved the rest of the election campaign.
We have. But look, you know, there is still a serious side to this recall. So, yeah, we are encouraging people not to touch their eggs at the moment. And to go along with this, I think the Egg Farm Association's just released a community announcement.
The Australian Consumer Regulator has issued a recall on the following product.
Hi, I represent the Egg Farmers of Australia. It's come to our attention that some customers have been using our eggs improperly by eating them instead of cracking them over the balding head of some useless politician. So we've decided to recall the lot.
If you have purchased eggs and forgotten to crack them on a useless politician's balding head, please reinsert them into your nearest chicken.
This is Radio Chaser, Triple M.
Tell you what, I am hungover a hungover person.
Yeah, you look a little hungover.
Andrew should be too. He was there with me.
Oh, look, I hold up a bit. I've got more staying power than you after an election leader's debate.
Yeah. We went to the after party at Scott Morrison's house.
I've heard that goes off.
Insane.
I mean, because the thing is, they're really excited during the debate. I mean, especially this was the one in Canberra at the National Press Club.
It's the most exciting of all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Because there were no ordinary people there. It was just journalists and just one journalist asking all the questions. Ah, nail biting. Yeah. So it was just like. It's like seeing Akadaka live, basically.
So what's the after party like? Is it like the Met Gala after party? Is it drugs and rock and roll and people, you know, throwing TVs out of hotel windows? Paint a scene.
Well, this is the thing. What happens is everyone comes. So it's not just the Libs. It's the Labor Party and the Country Party, One Nation, but worst of all, the Nats, you know, the National Party. Right. And they're just cracking on to all the staffers. Yeah. I mean, it's just... Yeah.
A lot of pregnancies resulting. Very, very expensive bottled water they bring too.
But what I found, I mean, you don't need an invite to the actual after party to still enjoy it. I mean, it's, you know, people talk about, you know, Easter, Anzac Day, where Australians love to go to a pub and really get on it.
Yeah.
The pubs in my suburb last night after the debate, people were doing shots. I mean, it's like New Year's Eve, isn't it? Oh, I mean, we've got election fever in this country.
And instead of doing two up, you just play no up. No one wins. Anyway, we got a bit of a snippet of what went down at his party last night.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for inviting us over to your house tonight. Hey, someone said there was a list of drugs that you had available at this party.
Our government has listed 130 drugs.
130? Jeez. Well, that should be quite a night, mate. Here, I brought a board game, Snakes and Ladders. Here you go, Scott. Well, you can start on the bottom line.
The bottom line is the worst of all possible outcomes.
Yeah, I know, but that's where you have to start. That's the game. And if you hit a snake... It's where you return to.
I can never return to that.
Yes, you can. It's the rules, Scott. Look, just ask Bill Shorten.
But it's more than just the rules.
Yes, exactly. Sliding down snakes is the whole point of the game, Scott. Don't tell me you're one of these people who just invents rules to get the game over and done with.
I set about changing the rules to make sure it was over.
Ah, stuff this. Let's have a dance. Hey, Bill, have you ever had problems with your man boobs while dancing?
We've had to confront some issues.
Yes, I can imagine. Okay, look, everyone, let's get into a conga line. Come on, this will be fun. Come on, everyone behind Morrison.
And so I've said to my party, this is the direction I'm heading in, and I'm asking you to join me, and they have.
I know, Scott, it's a conga line.
I will lead as I always have. From the middle.
No, no, Morrison, no, that's a terrible idea. Everyone's getting confused. We don't know where we are.
Oh, we've smashed his vase. Oh, he's going to make me pay for this, isn't he?
There's always a bill to pay him at the end.
Let's get out of here. See you, Scott.
Well, thank you very much, Sabra.
My name is Charles.
Radio Chaser on Sydney's Triple M.